Hello friends, welcome to this chapter 7 on email marketing. We are overall learning the subject of internet marketing. I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, who's going to conduct this session. Let's set the specific agenda for learning today. We will understand about email marketing, how it works, etc., various types, why email marketing is still relevant, and not only relevant, it is gaining momentum. Still, email marketing, various strategies, how do you develop your email list, email automation, which is also possible today due to marketing technology, and then key email matrices, KPIs that one can consider. So with that as a learning agenda, let's get into understanding email marketing. Email marketing is simply you have a list of email contacts of your customers. You send some email communication to them with an expectation that the customer will attend to it. Customer will read through it. Customer will take desired call to action. That's the email marketing. Okay, it's the most cost effective way because you don't have to really spend much. So this strategy, you know, allows business houses to communicate with their customers. And it's not a one-way communication. Depending on the tactical use of it, one can communicate to customers that you value the association. You therefore are building relationship, etc. So what is like in the social medias and various other things, customers are expected to take various self-propelling initiatives. In the email marketing, it is expected that he will read it and he will take the desired call to action based on the links that you have given. So it's like you have to have a valuable base of subscriber who has agreed to be part of you. So it is very important that there is an agreement between you and the email subscriber. He has either participated to receive your newsletter or he has agreed to receive a promotion email, etc. So when you, I think, often seen it, when you submit your email, etc., there is always a terms and condition, and that terms and condition tells you that where your email can be used. We many times do not really read all of them. We just give our consent. So it is, that's the permission that you have given it to the email marketers. So that, how does this whole technique of email marketing work? So that, well, let's get into that. First of all, the starting point is the emailing list. You have to be in a very smart manner, collect the email of your prospective customers. Either you allow a free download, you issue a free ebook, okay, or you issue some inquisitive offer. If he wants to avail that offer, he has to provide you the email link, etc. Or when they get into an ordering, so you ask for that order completion, before that your telephone number, email, etc., check the address and all what you see on the e-commerce side. All these are the techniques through which your email is obtained. So obtaining an email is a critical aspect, post which you have to get into segmentation. Segmentation means other than your simple email and phone number, based on which you really can't. So there are other techniques being deployed subsequent to getting your email. They try to get your date of birth, they try to get your profile, etc. They try to get some idea about your family composition. So various ways they try to build their profile. Today in the world of information technology, even if that is not so, purchase behavior, that itself is a reflection. So like e-commerce site, to be able to buy from them, you have to register with them. And when you register with them, you have already submitted this detail. Now they try to study your behavior. What kind of item, what frequency, what worth of item that you buy. Do you participate in promotion or you do not participate in promotion? So that way also they profile their database. Now once you profile that database, you should be able to segment on specific criteria. This segmentation may not be necessarily same as what we otherwise learn, geographic, demographic, etc. It may be on a parameter that allows you to create a homogeneous group. Okay, high purchaser, a low purchaser, frequent purchaser, infrequent, occasional purchaser. So likewise also you can create. So like say like grocery buyer or say grocery and a digital buyer, accessory buyer, like various things, you can create your homogeneous group. Having done that, very critical for you to create a content. The content has to, in the email, the content starts with the subject line. Can you craft a very, very inquisitive subject line that will compel him to get inside the email, open your email? And when he opens the email, again, creativity and various layouting, etc., that has been done should be such that he not only gets your offer very promptly in the first few glance itself, and then there is another aspect. You could send email on various subjects, like it's a common newsletter or a product update or festival bonanza, etc. So that way you create a very exciting content. Designing and formatting, I have already kind of covered what your designing should really look at it. It should be very attractive. It should be very, very creative. It should convey, the creativity itself should convey, few headlines and this thing should in fact convey what your email is all about. What's in it for the customer? That is what should come out. And as they say, that it should be adaptable to both desktop, laptop, and mobile marketing. So that's what is the power. So that's what you're designing and formatting. Then comes scheduling and sending. It's very important that your email should lead or lend into the inbox of your targeted customer at a time when either they are in a phase to attend to your email, they may be inquisitive to read, they are willing to spend that time, etc. So there are a lot of research that is being done to do this kind of an understanding. You have to see that you fire your email in such a way. Now there are a lot of automation tools are available. There are various specific triggers are available. The moment you give an order, you see that you get auto acknowledgement. Now that is automated, while your planned campaign has to schedule in such a way that they lend into. As also they are saying that, you know, you have to have a abandoned cart reminder. So like you created a wish list, or you added an item into a cart, but later you have not purchased. So there are automated reminders that will come to you. So all this thing has to be planned and scheduled. Then comes the monitoring. So likewise, that's also an effort that you may be not spending much, but effort is certainly invested. So you have to have a performance monitoring aligned with that. So you have to have various key performance indicator, various measurable criteria fixed up. Email marketing has its own this thing, wherein like open rate, click-through rate, a bounce rate, okay, unsubscribe rate are some of the matrices on which the success of email marketing is done. You may have any other key performance indicators, say sales or return on investments. So that's how you monitor the performance, analyzing results and making improvements. So now when you analyze results, why your open rate is low or why unsubscribe rate is high, okay, why the click-through rate is low. So now when you analyze, you have to get into the root cause. That root cause analysis will give you an idea as to why are you not resonating with your target group of customers, and then how could you resonate better, and how could you improve your various matrices of email marketing performances. Then comes maintaining customer engagement. Beyond sales, beyond generating lead, after you acquire a customer, the phase of relationship starts, or has to start in marketing. That is possible only if you create an engagement. So email marketing is not all about just generating or informing customers. You have to kind of get into nurturing relationships. So which is what you have to constantly deliver valuable content. Receiver must feel that he is getting right content in right time, in right quantity, with the depth of understanding, knowledge that he wanted, that kind of thing. So exclusive offers, you know, like kind of preferential treatment, and those aspects being on our email, this thing, you may not write, but the customer reading it feels that this offer is only available to him and similar people like him. It is not available to the masses, etc. So those kind of a treatment that you create, communication that you create, that will make them feel that you are a part of their brand's family. So the longevity of customer with the brand comes in, and that gives you the extracting lifetime value. We have earlier section chapter, we have covered that understanding. Complying with regulation, email marketing falls under certain legal, you know, legal structures, spam. So it's not allowed. And so you have to have permission of the person. You have to have a mechanism that allows him to unsubscribe, stop receiving your, or change his preferences. He would have earlier agreed to receive a promotional email. Now he has to have a right to go back to that and unsubscribe himself from promotional mail, etc. So all those aspects are critical. So within this, one has to see that you not only comply with it, you do not be offend customers, etc. Only when that happens, the customer's preference will increase. I will give you a simple example out of my mind without any hesitation. Say paper fry. I just wanted to consider buying one of this. So I downloaded their app to refer more. Of course, during that you have to submit your email. But later on, every day, multiple email comes. Every day, multiple email comes. I am unable to subscribe. And this is not a story of this brand and many others in India, because legal law implementation is shallow. Brands take unwarranted advantage. You will hardly be able to unsubscribe. You may be informed that you are unsubscribed, but parallelly another list gets generated at their end in which you are still not unsubscribed. So you continue to get the unwarranted email. So legal compliances are required. So we have understood almost like 9 aspects, which is what is required for planning your email marketing campaign. So now I get into email types. We will take example. There are many different types of email marketing. Each one serves as a different purpose. So now nature of campaign that you plan determines the type. Now they are developed keeping your objective of sending that email. So if you do that, you are able to not only engage better with the audience. So let's understand various different kinds of email that helps business to connect better with their target audience. So we are trying to understand different types. The first type is very simple, welcome email. Whenever you download some app, or whenever you participate, subscribe to newsletter, you will immediately get an email which will welcome you to the family of the brand. Okay, so that's what a kind of a welcome email. But welcome email doesn't stop only at that. Welcome email will provide you other avenues to refer to. So, or other some call to action will be there in addition to just welcoming you. Idea is to see that you further the engagement. Then comes the newsletter email. At a regular pre-decided periodicity, various companies send newsletter. Purpose of the newsletter is to inform, induce attention, seasonal offers or promotion, forthcoming promotion, teaser. All those things can come under the part of your newsletter email. How to use, say, like Gillette. I am a subscriber to Gillette's newsletter. Recently, they have introduced heated razor which gets heated up. And therefore, it is meant to be, supposed to be, have a better shaving experience. So they have sent me how to use, kind of, okay. Initially, they inform me that is coming, then how to use. So various ways one can really do the newsletter based email can utilize those opportunity. Okay. Or direct them to the new blog article, new YouTube videos uploads. Then comes the lead nurturing email. Now, lead nurturing email takes place at a different level. A new inductees or new people who from the suspect they become prospect, but they are not yet become your customer. So, idea is to how you communicate with them using email marketing so that they eventually become your customer. So, that's a nurturing of the lead. Second is there are lapsation that has taken place. The customers who have stopped buying from you. So, that will be also list available to you. How can you induce them to reconsider purchase from you? So these are all known as a lead nurturing emails. Confirmation emails. You would have noticed email order, the e-marketing especially, where you place an order and immediately your order confirmation or a payment receipt confirmation giving you a specific code to refer to, etc. followed by tracker email, that this is your tracker link and you know you can track your order status, etc. These are all confirmative emails. Okay, and now that is not necessarily in the e-commerce site. Many service providers use this as a confirmatory email, share registry. You submit the document for KYC, they will give you a confirmatory email that we have received, and within 7 days somebody will confirm to you the appropriateness of your KYC, etc. So there are many ways, that confirmatory email. Then comes a dedicated email. This go out only on a part of the email list based on certain things like recent purchases, inactive client or new member. So they are designed to communicate specifics to specific set of individuals, new member or dormant client who are not very active, or recent purchasing clients, etc. Certain messages go to them to further the engagement. Invite emails, these are the specific emails where you invite them. I am participating in, say, Auto Expo or Auto Mechanica. I will send an invite email. I probably will send a pass details also, etc. Or whom to contact when they reach venue. And such kind of thing. They are designed to not only convey, grab attention, create awareness about your participation and induce them to visit your stall, etc. So these are all kind of invite emails. Then comes the promotional emails. Various promotion schemes that you design for either a part of your email list or entire email list. Bumper, you know, sale. So you may send it to everybody. Diwali, Dhamaka, you may send it to everybody. Or there may be seasonal only. So those kind of promotional emails can be designed and sent to your people. Survey email. You often would have noticed various nature of survey emails you get. When your entire e-commerce transaction is complete, you will get a survey email. When you complete a call center support activity, when you have a problem, you call the call center. Whenever that transaction is over, you get email request that kindly feed in a 2 minutes and spend your value, give us your valuable feedback. And many such ways, such interactions, you get your feedback survey email. So that's a type of a email where idea is to encourage participants to submit it and convey to them that how does that translate into action at their end. What do you use this information for and how it will help you to improve service or a product, etc. Seasonal marketing email. So various seasonal, this thing generates a lot of business. Tourism, off season, or a forthcoming, say, May vacation or summer vacation, etc. Or say winter is coming, so woolens. So those kind of things. So there are special occasions like Valentine days and all. So for such seasonal marketing, mail also can be short. So what we have done with this understanding of 9 different types, we have completed this section on various types of email. So you will wonder why even in this age email marketing is more relevant, though it's not about just being the cost effective. Let's understand that in proper. So point one is reach a targeted audience. You have a complete control in your hand who gets it, who doesn't get it. Of course, for that you will have to do codifications and various such initiatives when you collect personal information about one particular party or a particular customers. It could be divided into prospects, lost customers, new customers, recent purchase customers, various ways, you know, teenagers, even maybe that high worth buying consumers, repeat, you know, regular purchaser, various ways. Codification will help you to really target. Comes the stay connected with client. So it's not only about just every time generating sale, it is like stay connected. Yani. So you provide a means for consumer and you and the brand to stay connected together. That's another reason. Boost your other marketing efforts. You are updates and of websites, social media, you create new apps, various things that you are doing it. There is to be a communication media that will allow you to keep a consumer informed, and that is what is through an email it is possible. So that's what's boost your marketing efforts. Whatever you are doing on your other front, email is the best way to just intimate and then bring the customers to that digital property. Cost-effective marketing, creation, generation, sending, etc. is so economical. it really is a very cost economical tool, giving you better output results. Encourage action. Effective email marketing encourages call to action. So the way you have designed your message, creative, the offer, etc., encompass in such a way, or offering that you give, fulfillments that you provide, like an ebook, free informative ebooks, etc., will create encouraging actions. Call to actions will take place. Build brand awareness. Last but not, it's like, you know, it's like sending regular email helps people to recognize and trust your brand. Quality of email that you send, the quality of content it has, etc., the brand trust will build. People will know that you are communicating with the purpose and not just to extract sale. So if that comes in, people will also open your email. That has to be established. Personalized messages. You are able to create personalized communication. Something coming to you, dear sir, madam, you may just ignore. But dear Mr. Hathi, you know, so that kind of a personalization is possible by sheer technology, that mail merge and those things that has been offered to you. There are ways today, and AI is going to change that. Reading your past history, certain part of the email content can be changed differently, and that will create a more personalized communication. Listen and respond. Email marketing is not about just informing, inducing about purchase. You have to offer a channel through which customer can come back to you. So you will often notice below the email, in case you want to discuss or ask something, kindly write to or kindly call, etc. So you have to create a media to listen to the customer. So the email marketing facilitates that. Increase website visits or any digital property visits or download numbers, etc. For various such things, the appropriately designed email will help you to get desired call to action and gain useful insights. Useful insights means even email marketing has a matrices. So when you get into use of emailing, etc., you are able to really understand who reads your message, who doesn't open your message, who transacts business using your email marketing link, etc. So level of nature of product purchase often through the email marketing, and such and similar such insights will help you to further refine your emailing list, further codify your emailing list for the better future utility of it. Let's have a quick look at statistics to get you understand the power. This is from Statista, a powerful body. This is number of email users worldwide from 2017 to 2025. This is like number of people in billion, this thing. So 3718 billion number of people. Two, it is going into email marketing revenue worldwide from 2020 to 27 in billion US dollar. So 7.5 to going up to 17.9, almost 18 billion US dollar. So that's the revenue that is getting generated. And open rate. So what is the status? The center line suggests less than 10%. So open rate is 4.2, between 10 to 20, open rate is almost 34%, and more than 20, open rate is 61%. So this shows the power of email marketing. To give you further idea, you can see certain statistics. 4 billion daily email users are there worldwide, and this number is expected to touch 4.6 billion by 2025. Revenue from email marketing has reached almost 11 billion US dollar by the end of, it is expected to reach by the end of 2023, 11 billion US dollar. This is only for the US. Email marketing has an average return on investment of $42 for every $1 spent. So you see its ROI is very attractive. The most effective strategies for email marketing campaign are subscriber segmentation. You do a proper segmentation. Message personalization, that yields you 72% of attention. An email automation campaign, 71%. You do various automation, that generates a feeling of being attended by the customer, and therefore it is likely to get a better response rate. 33% of marketers send weekly emails and 26% send email multiple times per month. So you see, you are surrounded, and that's what, whether you like it or not. 77% of marketers have seen an increase in email engagement rate over their 12 months of activity. So that shows that people are not definitely ignoring it. Smartphone users prefer to receive brand communication via email because it is easy for them to decide to attend or skip it. So this being the statistical power is revealed to you, we get into the next section.